this is my new home.
It's a one-roomed house.
Yeah, I'm just so sorry it's in a mess, but yeah, we were in a hurry in the morning.
You've got simple wooden furniture, plastic utensils, one stove. It's a single-roomed mud house with a large curtain hung on a string, separating the room into two. So do you feel there's a big difference between your new home and where you used to live with your parents?
There is a lot of difference, because over here I have to do all the work on my own. And there I had a house girl who could do everything. So there is a lot of difference, but I'm happier here.
Your upbringing in an Asian family, what was that experience like?
It wasn't great. It had so many restrictions, so many rules. It's like we were living a life of slavery. We were not even allowed to speak to boys. Being with Africans was like impossible.
So how did you fall in love with your African husband?
The first day was 8th August 2011, when he actually came to work. And he was washing my dad's car. And that way I started following him up. I started asking for his number. And he was quite afraid of me. But then slowly, slowly, he started getting used to me. And we went on till today.
Timothy, as I can see, you come from a very humble background. This is your house. It's built from mud. And some people have been thinking and actually saying that you are getting married to Sarika because you want to benefit from her wealthy background?
No. Mine was after Sarika and the heart which melts my heart. So I'm not after their world.
She's my sweet, dear wife, yeah, Sarika.
And Sarika, many privileged Asian girls like you would be planning a pompous wedding party. How do you feel about missing that privilege?
I cannot call that missing, because I know in future I'm going to get well settled. And even after having my kids or my kids' kids, and when I'll get money, I will make sure to have this nice, well-decorated marriage.